My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius, where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meets pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
So, Joe Duffy is giving up Liveline at the age of 69, and he is moving on, and he's not going to be on Liveline anymore. So, a lot of people are, you know, not so much concerned about that, but they're going to say, ah, we'll miss Joe doing his thing in the afternoon. He has been, you know, he's made such an impact on Irish society with all the different stories, whether they're light stories or heavy stories. He's been able to handle them all really, really well. So, he's leaving, and I've got Joe on the line on Gift Grub this morning. How are you doing there, Joe?
Good morning, thank you so much. I was almost as going to say good afternoon, but it's all been embedded in me for the last years. Thank you,
Joe. I heard the story about your mammy and Ed and Ballyfermot telling one of her friends when she was asked, "What does he do in RTE now? He's doing very well." He answers the phones.
Which is essentially what you do, really. I know.
Ian, I know. And I was just saying, what an impact. And I think you've almost created a landscape for the entire nation that it's just you doing your thing there.
Oh, Ian. Ian. You know, as a radio man of 40 years yourself, like myself, I am, you know, Ian, you know, I'm merely the conduit.
Yeah.
The conduit, Ian. I'm a vehicle.
If you were there, there'd be no conduit and everything would be spilling out.
But I am a vehicle
amongst.
We're only vehicles, Ian. We're only little vehicles. I mean, people's opinions are passed into the national conversation. It is an honour to have them passed through you as the conduit, as the vehicle. I'd like to stress that I'm nothing without my listeners.
Okay.
And though I will miss Liveline more than anything in the world, 515551551, of course, I'm leaving of my own volition.
Yes.
My own volition, of course it was. Yeah. My decision entirely.
Good for you. Now, our switchboard has lit up with our listeners. With your listeners, not our listeners.
Go on.
Yeah.
My listeners.
Our listeners who listen to your listeners. We've got a guy called Bob. Who's it? Bob Cliche.
Yeah.
Bob Cliche, he probably calls you as well. He's on the line. Go ahead, Bob.
Mr. Dempsey, if I may, please. Joe, this is a bolt out of the blue. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I've compiled a little poem in your honour, please.
No, you're okay, Bob. It's a grand.
To the great Joe Duffy, our thanks.
Yeah.
For the chats, the investigations, and the pranks. He played the man, not the ball, with those agents in the doll. But now, who's going to take on the banks?
Thanks, Bob. He was obsessed by the banks.
The banks,
obsessed
that's right.
By the
Bob
banks.
Loved
for 25
the banks, yeah.
years he was, the banks. He had his heyday
banker,
in 09,
banker
did Bob.
Bob yeah.
Banker
I,
Bob.
Now, I think we've got Marjorie on the line as well.
Oh, Marjorie.
Yeah. Hello, Marjorie. How are you?
Joe, I'm absolutely devastated to hear the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been listening to you on the
radio.
For radio. Nearly 30 years now. Mm. I just won't know what to do with myself. Mm. Anyway.
Mm. Is that it, Marjorie? Yeah, that's she's left it just an anyway hanging there. I don't know. Katie Hannon will have to deal with that, maybe. You know, Katie Hannon will have to deal with that.
Katie Hannon,
anyway.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I had a few names being mentioned there, all right.
Philip Belcher Hayes there now.
We've got Dermot on the line as well. Joe, I hope you're, I know you're a busy man now, but I mean, you're probably working on a new piece of art and looking out at Dolly Mountain.
Doing a bit of painting, but I'm doing a bit of painting on the fire engines.
Okay. So, Dermot, how are you, Dermot?
Thank you, Ian. Joe, we will be making a statement on this in due course.
Oh.
Sorry, who will be making a statement, Dermot?
I don't know. Resident Association, Joe.
Sorry, what's my retirement got to do with the Crow Park Residents Association, Dermot?
Well, Dermot, that has something to do with something. Okay, we'll be back on to you in due course.
Dermot, I want nothing to do with the Crow Park Residents Association. They've been trying to get involved in everything, Ian, for the last 15 years.
Hold on a second. Thank you, Dermot, very much. Thank you, Marjorie. Yeah. Thank you, Bob, as well. The President, this is it.
Oh, no, really?
The President of Ireland wants a word. Michael D, go on.
Yes, indeed, Ian. Joe Duffy has been the voice of the nation.
Indeed.
And in many ways, I would suggest the soul of the nation for 26 years now.
Right.
Joe Duffy is the mirror, I would suggest, through which we perceive ourselves.
All right. Mr. President, people are talking about him being the next president of Ireland, you know.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, for God's sake, would you? Give it a break, will you? Jesus, on radio, fella.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.